Good evening, good evening. A very happy Saturday evening to you. If you have looked outside your window, if you have been outside today, you see how beautiful it has been today here in Texas. If you reside here in Texas and call Texas home, you have seen how today is such a beautiful day. Amen? But if you were around yesterday, around 5 o'clock, you might have noticed that storm that rolled in, amen, those dark clouds that rolled in, a bunch of hail that dropped. But bless God, you know, the perfect example is in the Bible when Jesus was taking a nap and a storm rolled in and the apostles got scared and they went over there and woke Jesus up and, you know, basically told him, "Don't you care about us? We're going to die." And of course, he was catching some Z's. Amen. But what happened? He got up and he commanded the storm to cease, and it did. Amen. And as yesterday, before the storm started rolling in, Pastor Rose and I were watching the news, and of course, they don't know better. So all they do is go off of the information that they are given. But, you know, I kept listening to the words that they were using. And if you've followed Pastor Jesse's messages, you know he has spoken how there's power in our words. Amen? Power in our words. And here these weather forecasters, you know, I venture to say not many of them know of that, but yet they don't know better, so they're only going off the information that's getting fed to them. But they have power in their words when they're saying certain things. But long story short, Pastor Rose and I were praying, and we prayed through that storm as it rolled in. I know I was praying and telling the Lord that the hail by us, we didn't want it bigger than a pea size, amen? And that our house was protected, our vehicles were protected, no damage was going to come to the houses, our houses, amen? And bless God, what happened? It rolled in and rolled out, and praise the Lord, we had no damage, amen? And we're praying for each and every one of you also, and we pray no damage came to you as well. Amen? But that's how God is working on our behalf, always working behind the scenes. But what do we have to do? We have to do our part. We have to know what the Bible says about our words, the power in our words, how to use them. Amen? How to pray. How that when he said even he has given us that same power to the elements, to the weather in this world. Amen. That we can command the winds to cease. Amen. No damage. Amen. Tornadoes cease. Amen. That same power we have that Jesus blessed us with or has given us with. Our rights and privileges. Amen. So that's not what I'm speaking on, but I just wanted to share a little bit of that. Amen. And hope it encourages you. Amen. Today is Saturday. Today is Saturday. Today is Saturday, April the 29th. April the 29th. I'll tell you what, this month has flown by so fast. It just came and went. Here we are, Saturday, April the 29th. And this coming Monday is already going to be May. We're already going to be May this Monday. Can you believe that? Amen. But bless God, we know it's just encouraging, it's exciting, because we know we are that much closer to seeing the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're new around here, we welcome you. We welcome you to First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries, First is Kingdom Family Church. Amen. And we always, always make the confession where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. And you might be thinking to yourself, how does that work? I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Well, as Pastor Jesse says, when we work the word, God's word works. Amen. And when we study the Bible, when we pray, when we spend time with the Lord, amen, that is his opportunity to change us. Amen. That is a time when we show the Lord, you know what, Lord, I want you to change me. You change me. Amen. And I always say, as something we strive for, is that we are the best representation of our Heavenly Father. Amen. And that is daily, daily change, daily submission to God's will. Amen. Daily waking up and asking the Lord, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Amen. Waking up every morning with our hands raised, saying, here am I, Lord, use me. Amen. And I would venture to say, I'm not trying to say anything bad about making goals or plans or anything like that. But ultimately, God be first. Amen. You know, God's will for you, for my life, that should be first above everything else. Just like we started this year out with kingdom priority. Amen. Kingdom priority for me. Are you putting God's kingdom first, or are you putting that summer vacation ahead of God's will for your life? Amen. Different things like that. Amen. But the good news is, just slight adjustments that we make will not only bless us, but those around us. Amen. Again, if you're new, we welcome you here. We ask you give us the month of May. Give us the month of May and watch what God will do in your life and those around you through First His Kingdom Family Ministries. Amen. Give us May. Give us your time, your time that you tune in every day to listen to the Daily Bread every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. with Pastor Jesse. Amen. And our healing service at the end of May, the last Wednesday of May, will be our healing service. Amen. Just give us a month and bless God. Watch how God can change your life and those around you. Amen. And as always, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank each and every one of you that stays connected with First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. We appreciate you. We thank you so much. And ultimately, as I always say, God's the one who sees your faithfulness, and God sees what you do with your time, your talents, your money. Amen. He sees it, and that's most important. Amen. We can only use so many words to say thank you. Amen. But ultimately, God sees what you do behind the scenes when no one's looking. Amen. And that's most important. Amen. What's most important is that we are doing the will of God. Amen. When no one sees it, when no one's saying, you know what, you did such a good job, or thank you for blessing First His Kingdom Family Church with that big check, or thank you for giving what you could to the missionaries. You know, ultimately, God's the one that looks down on us and sees that you are doing what he has led you to do. Amen. What he commands you to do, what he asks of you. And that's who we want to make happy. That's who we want to put a smile on his face. Amen. So I'm going to give you our April scripture. Amen. One more time. You'll probably hear it tomorrow again with Pastor Jesse as he does our Sunday morning service. Amen. But it is Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those that trust in him. Amen. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. Did you catch that? In the day of trouble. And it says, he knows those that trust him. Amen. In other words, we need to trust God when those storms roll in. Those storms of life, the storms of life roll in. We need to trust in him. Amen. Above all else, trust him. Amen. So that was our April scripture. Amen. Now, you will probably be hearing this announcement all the way up until Sunday, May the 7th, is our return to in-person service here at First is Kingdom Family Church. Amen. Again, it will be held at Allen R. Baca Center for Senior and Community Activities, May the 7th, Sunday, 2 p.m. Amen. And again, the address, if you have a pen and paper, you can write it down, or you can just Google Baca Center like I did. And it is 301 West Baghdad Avenue, Building 2, out in Round Rock, Texas. Amen. And it will be Sunday, May the 7th at 2 p.m. I know the pastors are excited. They are looking forward to seeing all you. And as I mentioned, if you listened in yesterday, I challenge you to invite at least two or three people. You know, from now until that Sunday, May 7th, invite some folks. Amen. Invite some folks. Invite that coworker that you might be have been ministering to. Amen. Or that new person at your work. Amen. Or that family member that you have been praying for, that might be struggling or hasn't yet come to the Lord, you know, invite them out. Amen. Trust me, there are plenty of people in our lives that we interact with that may not know the good news that we have. Amen. And this is a perfect opportunity to invite them out. Amen. Invite them out. Again, Sunday, May the 7th, 2 p.m., Allen R. Baca Center for Senior and Community Activities. This will be our first in-person service in almost 3 years now. So I know the pastors are excited to see all of you. Amen. Invite someone out. We know it's going to be a blessed service. Amen. So with all of the formalities out of the way, so to speak, I do have a small devotional for you this beautiful Saturday evening. Amen. If you have your pen and paper or your Bibles with you, you can turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and I'm going to be kind of sticking with yesterday's devotional, storms of life, I guess you could say, the troubles that come our way in life. Amen. This one is entitled A Beautiful Gift. A Beautiful Gift. Amen. Again, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, no matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Amen. Again, no matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Amen. Okay, so it says, it's easy to be thankful when everything in life is going well. How many of us know that? How many can say, yep, it sure does, or it sure does feel good. Amen. It is easy to be thankful when everything in life is going well. Your bills are paid. You're healthy. You got a good doctor's report. You got a good clean bill of health. You got money in your pocket. Amen. You got some money in your savings. You know, it's easy to be thankful when everything in life is going well. Amen. But there's that word, isn't it? It says it's a whole other story to be thankful when life is difficult. I'm going to repeat that. It says, but it's a whole different story to be thankful when life is difficult. It says, we always have a choice. We always have a choice. Amen. It says we can be disgruntled with everything that is going wrong around us. We can be disgruntled with everything that is going wrong around us, allowing bitterness and discontentment to rob us of our joy and blessings. Or We can quit our worried spirit. Excuse me, say it, or it says, or we can quiet our worried spirit and choose gratitude. Amen? Did you catch that? It says, or we can quiet our worried spirit and choose gratitude. Amen? Say this with me this evening. Say, thank you. Say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that gratitude is a gift. Say, thank you, Jesus, that gratitude is a gift. One more time. Say, thank you, Jesus, that gratitude is a gift. Say, help me count all. Say, help me count all the blessings around me. Say that. Say, help me count all the blessings around me. One more time. Say, help me count all the blessings around me. Amen. And finally, say, thank you that even in times of trouble, my heart is still able to rejoice in your goodness. Amen. Say that. Say, thank you that even in times of trouble, my heart is still able to rejoice in your goodness. Amen. Isn't that exciting? You know, again, but I know there's some of you sitting there shaking your head and you might be thinking, Andrew, you don't know what I'm going through. And you don't know how hard it is to think of the concept of being thankful or to thank Jesus for what I'm going through. But I can. I can because I know where I've been. I know where I've come. And I've known what I've gone through. Amen. And I know it's possible. It's doable. But are you choosing to do it? Did I choose to do it? Amen. We always have a choice. Amen. Again, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. Give thanks in all circumstance, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. Again, that's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Amen. Now, gratitude is a beautiful gift. I'm going to repeat that. Gratitude is a beautiful gift. It opens our eyes and heart to all the blessings that remain even in dire circumstances. Did you catch that? It opens our eyes and hearts to all the blessings that remain even in dire circumstances. Our bills may be mounting, but we can still be thankful for our healthy bodies. Our relationships may be hurting, but we can still be thankful to serve a God who heals and redeems. Our health may be failing, but we can still be thankful for God's unending mercy, compassion, and grace. Amen? We may feel overwhelmed and stressed, but we still have a God who is in control. Give thanks to Him for that this evening. Amen? Give thanks to Him for that this evening. Amen? With just a slight adjustment, amen, did you see how they used examples here in different circumstances? Amen? You know, I've been in that situation where I wasn't able to catch up on all my bills. Amen? But instead of focusing on worrying, how am I going to pay all these bills? Amen. It says what? But we still can be thankful for our healthy bodies. Amen. Relationships. Amen. You might not be in the best relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Amen. Or husband or wife. But what does it say? It says our relationships may be hurting, but we can still be thankful to serve a God who heals and redeems. Amen. God can turn that relationship around, redeem it, and heal it. Amen. And lastly, our health. Our health may be failing, but we can still be thankful for God's unending mercy, compassion, and grace. Amen. But to touch real quick on the healing part, amen, getting a hold of some healing scriptures, jotting them down on a little index card, confessing them. Amen. Psalms 91, God safeguard my household prayer. Amen. Again, Repeat this with me. I choose to thank you tonight, God, because you deserve my gratitude. Amen? Say that. I choose to thank you tonight, God, because you deserve my gratitude. And finally, your blessings are plentiful, and I am so grateful. Amen? Say that. Say, your blessings are plentiful, and I am so grateful. Amen? And I will leave you with this. Before you go to sleep this evening, before you fall asleep tonight, this Saturday evening, just take a few moments and name 10 things you are grateful for right now. Amen? Name 10 things you are grateful for right now before the night ends, before you fall asleep this Saturday evening. Amen? Take a little time and name 10 things you are grateful for right now. Amen? Now, as always, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen? Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen? Every area of your life. I always say that. God wants to be a part of every area of your life. Amen? But you got to let him. Amen? You got to let him. You got to let him. Now, thank you so much for joining me here this Saturday evening. I pray you got a little bit out of this devotional. I pray you see a little bit of sunlight coming in to whatever storm you may be facing right now. Amen? The sun always comes out in the morning. Amen? It may be dark the night before, but the sun always comes out the next morning. Amen? Encourage you to join us tomorrow morning. Pastor Jesse will have our Sunday morning service. Amen. Join us tomorrow morning, Sunday morning service, 10 a.m. with Pastor Jesse. Amen. I know he will have a blessed message for you. Amen. He will have our Bible trivia question in hand, I'm sure. Amen. And then join us throughout this week as we continue with the Daily Bread every evening, 7 p.m. Tune in. Amen. Pastor Jesse starts us off Monday evening, our elders Daryl and Grace Weatherly on Tuesday, amen, Pastor Rose Wednesday and Thursday, and of course, yours truly will be with you again next Friday and Saturday, amen, into the new month of May, amen. So, again, if you're new around here, give us the month of May and watch what God's going to do in your life through First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries, amen. Have a blessed week, folks. Again, tune in every week, 7 p.m. for our Daily Bread. Amen. You will be encouraged. You will be strengthened. Amen. Your faith and confidence will continue to grow as you spend time with the Lord. Amen. As you put more time in with the Lord. Amen. He will strengthen that relationship that He has for you. Amen. And He is always, always working on your behalf. And you are never alone because you have God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit right there with you every day, every day, every day. Amen? So be blessed. Enjoy the blessed of this beautiful weekend. Amen? Be prayed up. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit as always. Amen? We always pray for you. We always pray protection. And the angels of the Lord watch over you and protect you. We know the blood of Jesus covers you and watches over you. God safeguard your household. Amen? Psalms 91:10. Amen? Unexpected blessings. Being an unexpected blesser, and of course, kingdom priority. Kingdom priority for me. God's kingdom is on my top agenda. Amen? So be blessed. I will see you right back here next weekend.